Whenever I celebrate Christmas after being ordained, one of the memories that comes back to my mind was my encounter with some kids when I was a deacon in one of the parishes down in Racine. We were talking about Christmas with the kids, and I was trying to help them understand the meaning of Christmas. At the main entrance of the church, we had a huge Christmas tree with gifts beneath it. So we gather near the tree with the kids, and then I ask them, "So when you look beneath the tree, what is it that you see?" There was a moment of silence, and then one of the boys raised his hand and said, "I see gifts." I was like, "Okay, that's a good observation. We are right on target there." And then out of nowhere, I just felt I needed to ask them another question. So I asked them, "Okay, you see gifts. How many kinds of gifts do you see?" There was a little bit of silence, and then the same boy raised his hand. And he told me, "Deacon Buya, I see two kinds of gifts." I was like, "Okay, I never thought about two kinds of gifts, but if you see two kinds of gifts, that's fine. So what kind of gifts do you see?" Then he went, "The first kind is the ones that I want. The second kind are the gifts that I don't want." So I was like, "I don't think we have to go there, but I asked for it and you gave it to me. So that's fair enough." One of the most powerful Christmas things that we do to each other is we share gifts with those who are close to us. We share presents with those who are special to us. And when you think about it, at the heart of sharing a gift, of giving a present to someone, is a deeper expression from our heart, telling that person that we care about them, showing that person that we love them, telling that person that we want the best for them. And we do that by giving them a present, by giving them a gift. That's, I guess, the symbolism of giving gifts, of giving presents, an expression of our love, an expression of our appreciation for the other person. Today as a church, actually starting yesterday, we are celebrating the greatest gift that God has given us. The most precious present that God has given us. His very Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And at the heart of that gift that God has given us, I'll say it's the most deepest expression of His love to each one of us. God is telling us that I love you so much that I give you my Son as a gift. I care for you so much that I send my Son to be part of your human history. God is telling us that He wants the best for each one of us, that He gives us His only Son to be like us, to be part of our history, to be part of our struggles, but at the end of the day, to lift us up, to give us His gift of salvation. That is at the heart of today's celebration, the heart of Christmas. God giving of himself to each one of us so that he can lift us up. He can save us. He can give us the inner peace that we need. So, my brothers and sisters, as we celebrate Christmas today, let not just Jesus be born in the manger, but let our Savior be born in our hearts. Let Christ be born in our families, in our homes. Let that peace that he gives us, that mercy that he gives us, that love that he shares with us, be present, not just today, but in the course of the whole year. Merry Christmas.